But we get it underway this afternoon with more special people right here in studio from Penobscot Theater's upcoming production of Mary Poppins. We are joined by Ben Lehman and Christy Robinson. Welcome.
Hey, Hello, thank you.
Great to see both of you.
You as well.
Ben, how have you been?
I have been. Oh, good, Rich. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you. I ran into you at the Opera House a couple of weeks ago, and that
Indeed.
Was lovely.
Yes. We were doing a filming for the 50th upcoming season.
Yeah.
Memories.
Absolutely. And Christy, you're wrapping up your first year teaching high school students. How
That's
has that
right.
gone?
It's been really great. It's
really?
Been great.
You
yeah.
say that without any irony
am,
at
you
all.
You know what? I am highly caffeinated and, you know. Thank you, Duncan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so you are both appearing in Mary Poppins, the musical, which kicks off next week at Penobscot Theater Company. Ben, you're not Mary Poppins?
No, I am portraying London Bridge.
You know, you put up a really good fight to play Mary.
I did. I auditioned six or seven times.
It's pretty good.
It all came down to flying and the expense to get me in the air.
who are you playing?
I am playing Mr. George Banks, Banks Children's grumpy dad.
Oh, that is wonderful. And Christy, you are your mom?
I am.
Oh, my word.
I am Ben's darling wife. Can
I
you believe
love it?
It.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, Winifred Banks.
That is
yes.
fabulous. Mm-hmm. Well, the cast looks absolutely terrific. My gosh, it's an all-star team of talent assembled here.
Yes, it's a great cast. And our lovely Mary Poppins, Stephanie Basticat. Bacastow. I'm so sorry, Stephanie. I mispronounced your last name.
Me too, if I didn't
say
it right.
She is practically perfect. She is really wonderful. She really is.
And you've got, she's been on our show from the last time she was here, Janelle.
Oh, Janelle.
Back in town.
She is a force, a beautiful
we
force.
Love Janelle.
We love Janelle.
And she's got a pretty nice connection to the show, right?
Yes.
From Broadway.
Yes, she was in the original Broadway cast, and she did it for about 6.5 years. And I saw her in that show, which is crazy.
Did you really?
I saw Mary Poppins on Broadway, yes, with Janelle Robinson in it.
So this is, neither one of you are stranger to big productions, but this is a big one.
Oh, she big.
It is, yeah, it's a mountain to move, sure.
Yeah.
And we've got it seems to have gone really, really fast. So we've got our first rehearsal with the band tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be magic, though. I mean, the positivity in the room is great. And the show has kind of like a magic life of its own. You will.
Yeah, well, it's been such a great season. The first one here for Jonathan as mm-hmm. artistic director. It's gone very well, some terrific shows, and certainly Bruce and I both feel this way. We're really headed in a good direction, I think, heading into the big 50th season. But mm-hmm. boy, one of the things, and this goes back before Jonathan to Barry's time here, mm-hmm. boy, the technical aspects of these productions. I mean, the shows that I've seen this year and in recent years, and I'm sure for Mary Poppins, this is Broadway caliber stuff that we're seeing.
I think this season, the things that I have seen, I haven't seen everything, unfortunately, but the things that I have seen, I actually said this out loud to Jonathan, I think it's some of the best tech I've seen, some of the best set design I've seen on our stage, and there's been a lot of good stuff on that stage, but this has just been exceptional. Like the backdrop for Ironbound was a downright piece of art. It was beautiful. Mm.
Yeah, we've come a long, long, long way. Not that, you know, sets or tech was necessarily bad, but just technology in general has come so far. We're utilizing a lot of projections and Mary Poppins, and that's like the new thing. That's everyone's doing it now. So this is the first for me being in a projection extravaganza. So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So who was responsible for the technical aspects of this show? Who's in the production staff making the magic?
We have a team, I think they're mostly built of Chicagoans, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So we have lots of people who have been shipped in, Jonathan's colleagues, and they're all great. They all seem to really have a great vision, and they're very clear, and it looks beautiful.
Our set design for Mary Poppins has 18-foot walls. I think that
tech
guy said
giant.
That they're 18 feet.
Yeah.
And the projections are going to change the location, and it's really impressive to look at.
Wow.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Jonathan was talking last time he was here about looking into the insurance and that it's it's a little bit cheaper to fly Mary Poppins side to side across the stage than flying her or paying customers.
That's right. They had their first flying rehearsal last night, and Christy and I weren't called because we don't fly, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to see how it happens. When we did Peter Pan, I think it's going to be the same kind of flying where we go, like you said, across the stage.
Yeah. Did you fly in Peter Pan?
I flew people. I didn't get in the air. Like I said,
to fly. But I remember we had an incident in that. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Peter Pan nearly
landed on Wendy's head.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was an ER trip and neck adjustments. It was a whole thing.
Well, now that's a whole Broadway show. Peter Pan goes wrong. So, right. I mean, you paved the way. The way for something massive.
It's a groundbreaking show, Ben.
I'd like my residuals at any time.
So how are the kids?
They're delightful.
And who plays your lovely children?
Stella Burns plays Jane.
No.
Stella Burns is now a young lady.
Lord,
she's
how did that
grown
happen?
Up and she's got a voice of an angel. She's lovely. And Derek Johnson plays Michael Banks.
Right. Oh, that's
He's
wonderful.
A hoot.
Derek is a stalwart of the DA program. So he's been with us since he was 5 years old, and he's 13 now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. 12.
And I know when we were talking about the show at home, thinking about who could play who, and, you know, as soon as we thought of the character, Abby and I both said, Dominic, hello.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's Bert.
Who else? Yeah, who else would be a great Bert around here?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Absolutely. And so what's the biggest challenge of this show from an actor's perspective?
I think right now in this moment is just that it's so big. Yeah. It's such a big, big show. The script is huge. The set is huge. Everything is huge. But it's also quite wondrous and magical at the same time. So it's fun to be swallowed up in something so large and have to, you know, work with it. It's great.
And Ben, from your perspective, what is it about this show that's going to grab the audience and pull them right in?
I think it's the story of the family and how much, you know, we need to put love forward. I think the show speaks to, like, it's magical. There are downright supernatural things that happen. But at the heart of it, it's a story about these people who have forgotten how to love each other and communicate with each other. And that includes, like, the society of London. And we have, you know, the bird woman who is a beggar on the streets. Mm-hmm. And she melts hearts. Those kind of things. And it's sort of that the spoonful of sugar message is that love is the most important thing that you can move forward with. So I think that's really going to speak. I mean, I'm a sentimental dude, so I cry pretty easy, but this show gets me, man. We ran the full thing on Sunday, and I had to go and hug Stephanie. She's just so magical, and she is Mary Poppins, and it just makes you want to.
Oh, God, even
respond.
In the publicity photos, you're like, yeah, all right, I'm
Yeah,
in.
No,
oh,
yeah. It's wow. And if you close your eyes, I mean, I don't want to compare her. She is her own artist, but it has that, her voice has the same magic that Julie Andrews did. Mm. You know, it's just that light and bright sound that just, I don't know. It makes your heart beat. It's great.
Well, and it's going to be huge. I mean, you're going to pack the place. I think
every
performance.
I really hope so.
I hope so. I think so. I really think so.
So are you doing 3 weekends?
It closes on July 17th.
Oh, okay.
It's
great.
I think it's 27 performances and 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good solid month.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, next week, you've got Tech this weekend. Yeah. Next week. The official opening will be a week from Saturday.
That's right.
But you've got previews before that. If you would like to get tickets or information, well, so many ways you can do it. Give them a call, 942-3333. Go online, penobscottheater.org, or just stop in the box office, say hi to Amy, and get your tickets in person. But you're not going to want to miss it. I can't wait to see you guys making magic on stage together.
It's going
to
be a good time.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah. Thanks, Christy. Good
Thank
to see you.
You
again.
You too.
Thank you, Ben.
Love you, Rich.
Love you right back. Christy Robinson, Ben Lehman. And Penobscot Theater's production of Mary Poppins opening up next week at the historic Bangor Opera House.